This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. The United Nations says Myanmar's security forces have surrounded some 200 peaceful protesters in Yangon, voicing concern about their safety and demanding they be allowed to leave. The UN's comments come after three anti-coup protesters were shot dead Monday as demonstrators across the country sought to paralyze the economy with strike action following a weekend of night raids and arrests. The country has been in turmoil since a February 1st coup ousted civilian leader Aung San Suu Kyi and triggered mass protests against the new military junta. Iraq's prime minister on Monday called on the country's rival political groups to use dialogue to solve their differences, a move he said would reflect the love and tolerance shown by Pope Francis's historic visit to the country. Iraq suffers from chronic mismanagement and corruption and a steady level of violence, often linked to the rivalry between Iran and the United States. The U.S. Supreme Court on Monday rejected the last of three cases brought to the justices by former President Donald Trump, challenging his election laws, bringing an end to his quest in the courts to hold on to power. The court, without comment, declined Trump's appeal, challenging thousands of absentee ballots filed in Wisconsin, an election battleground that the Republican businessman turned politician lost to Democrat Joe Biden by more than 20,000 votes. Mr. Biden became president on January 20th. Equatorial Guinea state media says the death toll from accidental explosions at a military camp in the country rose to 30 on Monday after 10 bodies were found in the ruined site. 600 people were injured in the blast, which also flattened homes near the camp. From Washington, this is...